From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A South Florida lawmaker's attempt to push a bipartisan comprehensive package of immigration reform through the House failed this year. But as reporter Ashley Lopez tells us, he's not ready to throw in the towel just yet.
Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who represents parts of Collier and Miami-Dade counties, has been trying to get immigration reform passed in the U.S. House for years. Recently, he crafted a bill aimed at pleasing both Democrats and Republicans. However, after months of push and pull, GOP leadership announced they won't take a vote on the bill. Diaz-Balart says it's disappointing, but he won't stop pushing for reform.
I, for one, am not willing to give up. And I'm going to continue to work until we can finally fix a system, a broken immigration system that everyone, by the way, recognizes is dysfunctional. So I am ready to proceed at any time, and I'm hoping that, that opportunity will come. But obviously I'm disappointed that right now it looks like I'm not going to be allowed to do that.
He says the current situation at the southern border, where there's been a drastic influx of unaccompanied minors coming into the country, is part of the reason Republicans are hesitant to take up reform. But Diaz-Balart says what's happening is further proof of the need to change the country's laws. The fact that this is an election year also made the chance of immigration reform less likely. Last year, the Democrat-led U.S. Senate passed a bipartisan comprehensive immigration bill. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
A group of Cuban exiles launched a flotilla of boats from Key West as a form of protest over the weekend. Three boats carrying about 30 to 40 people headed for the waters just off of Cuba. It was initially planned as the commemoration of the drowning of Cuban migrants who fled the communist island in 1994. But organizers added Russian President Vladimir Putin to their objections, noting that the Soviet Union provided military aid to Cuba throughout the Cold War. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.